Okay, so good evening. We're holding here in middle of Nebuchadnezzar Rabbeinu. We had just finished last time. We saw Nebuchadnezzar Rabbeinu as being unique, and now he's going to add a third Madrega. So if we're to sort of look at the entire chapter, we're going to say ourselves, there's Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there's something lower. Vihine. Lemata miadregas hanevuah yesh madrega hanikris nikris ruach hakodesh. So there's a darga lower than ruach hakodesh, than nevuah, and that's called ruach hakodesh. Vehu, inyan sheyushba shefa menisbarach hasechel adam. It's something that there's a shefa from a kodesh baruch hu to the sechel adam. Shebagialov yikava bo yedias inyan ma. Bevilti Safik, or Bevilti Tos. Ruach HaKodesh works that when a person gets the understanding, it's without Sfeikis, without Tos. Vyeda HaDova Beshlemus, he'll know it Beshlemus. Siboisav Toldoisav, its causes and its effects. Kol Dovah Madregosai, everything with its Madrega. So the Rambam, the Ramchal really gives us a whole mouthful of what Ruach HaKodesh is. And let's try to understand a little bit what all these points are. So first of all, why is it important to speak about Ruach HaKodesh? I guess maybe the Olam is involved in Ruach HaKodesh, Olam has Ruach HaKodesh, so they would understand why it's important to speak about it. But Nevuah is important to speak about because there's halachas of Navi. Navi comes, is supposed to listen to him, what circumstances, and so on. Ruach HaKodesh, there's no chiyuv to listen to Ruach HaKodesh. It might be nice to listen to Ruach HaKodesh, but it actually does not fall under the getter of a chiyuv to listen to somebody. So what do we have it for? So the Rambam, there's a big difference between Ramchal and the Rambam in terms of this. The Ramchal is sketching a picture of the world, and these are phenomena that exist in the world, and this belongs under that rubric of communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in Halachis is a little harder to understand it, but the Rambam's is focus in Yesod HaTorah and Perek Zayin is to sort of know how to chart the course of a Navi. And as mainly we want a person himself wants to see if he's a Navi, we around him need to see if a Navi. We need to follow his trajectory and see, is he following the path of a Navi? And Ruach HaKodesh is that first step. What is Ruach HaKodesh? So the Ramchal says something similar to Rambam, but he adds a bunch of kneches himself. It comes to Sechel HaAdam, as opposed to Nevuah, which comes through the Koach HaDimyon. This comes with Koch HaSeichel, one. Shebagia Elov, when he gets Ruach HaKodesh, he covers this inyan ma bevilti safik. He understands something without a safik, without a mistake. Beshleimus, let's understand what all these things are. In other words, yes, it's a great thing. A person's Ruach HaKodesh, he's very smart and he knows a lot of good things. And, you know, I can't say bad about any of it. What exactly is the point of these things? So let's give a mashal. Imagine that somebody is recording from the outside. Somebody who's listening to the shiur has a recorder that's recording it. So the quality will be okay. Whereas if it's recorded internally, where we just tap into the same to the same sound that I'm producing now, so the recording will be as good as the sound quality. It could be, at least it's potentially that quality. When I let's take a second example. Imagine we have a country spying on another country, and there are two ways in which we could know what's going on. One is I look from my side and I see what preparations are you making. I do all sorts of spying with a spy satellite. with binoculars and all sorts of things that I'm looking and trying to get a sense of what's going on. So that's one mahalach. A second mahalach is, I have somebody who is in your inner circle and part of the planning committee for what you're doing, and he gives me the information. So everybody understands the difference between knowing it directly or knowing it from inside, knowing it from outside. We look around the world and we see a lot of Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look at Torah and we say to ourselves, what is this about? And I can extrapolate. I can extrapolate in ways that are meaningful and ways that are, I think, right. I can get it right. I can usually get it approximately right. Whereas if I got it from your inside circle, so then I'm 100% right. No ifs, no ands, no buts. So when I get my information through Chachma, so it means I'm an outsider looking in. And anything I say is an approximation. Maybe very, 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 very on mark. Maybe a little bit on mark. Maybe not on mark at all. That's one type of information. There's a second type of information where I get it from the inside. And that's like Ruach HaKodesh. I want to give a tzushtal to it in something that is part of what shall we call it, Yiddishkeit. We've had certain sfarim written api Kabbalah and certain sfarim written api Chachma. The Rambam's Mor Nebuchim is written api Chachma. Other sfarim written api Kabbalah. We are in astonishment at the Rambam's Chachma and Gadlus that he's able to understand and to see so much looking from the outside in and analyzing it with Chachma. It takes a lot. So if we ask ourselves, I have two spies reporting to me. One of them is a guy who has outside information, but is a phenomenal analyst. He's able to see and to deduce all sorts of wonderful things, like a Sherlock Holmes of sorts. And the other one simply snuck into the headquarters then and photocopied their papers. The second guy will be more right. The first person will be brighter and smarter. The first person showed a lot of chachma, the second one showed a lot of guile. And that's fine. So when we look at something like that, that's how we understand it. So whenever we use our chachma to deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ratzon and what's right, what's wrong, we are commendable for having a lot of chachma, but it's always with some sort of distortion, not 100% correct. So when a person gets the idea, he gets it bilti suffik or bilti toos. There is no makom to make any mistakes whatsoever. Because I got it straight, it's just like if I put a jack into the sound that's going in now, I will get exactly whatever it is I'm saying now will automatically go to the recorder because it's Hainuhach. The Ramchal has a few more words about knowing it, and I think it's worth our attention. The Yeda Hadova Bishlemus, Siboisa Vitoldoisov, Kaldoma Gergasai. The Ramchal was an extraordinarily Masuda person, and his firm are like that, and one of his classics firm is called, it goes through all the important Yisodas and Muna. It's similar to this, a little bit bigger, quite a bit bigger, more fleshed out with numbers, and every paragraph has a number and so on. And the Ramchal writes in Zakdama that the reason why it may be that there's nothing new that you'll find in Sefer, but the structure and organization are very, very important, and this is what I'm going to give you the Sefer. So structure and organization, he says, tells me a lot about information. Information needs to have a context and needs to have some sort of framework for it to be fully meaningful. And that's what he says over here. He understands it b'shleimus, sibosa v'toldosa. Where's it coming from? And what are all the ramifications? Those are that is the ultimate chachma, and that's called Ruach HaKodesh. V'ulam, ade ha-shef ha-zeh, efsha she-yaskol dvarim she-miger ha-skol anushis ha-tiv z'askoysa. He may be able to know things that normally you wouldn't know. And his focus is not so much as, you know, who's going to win the football game, or even which stock is going to, you know, gain. That's not his primary focus. He means ruchnistic things that you can't easily work out with your head. It's not pasha. So it's possible that you'll figure out things that it's not midera haskalushes. Omnam yisrun haskalosam azadera haskalosam adachnushu. So Ruach HaKodesh's primary advantage over regular knowledge is not in what you know, it's how you know it. And this is a point that is constantly, it's hard to stress it enough. Knowing something without knowing it in a complete sense, where it's coming from, what its parameters, where is it going to, and so on, is missing a lot of information. So a person with Ruach HaKodesh has all of these information because he got it from the Mokker as opposed to somebody else. So the main mile of Ruach HaKodesh is the qualitative tfisa of that Chachma. So the two things that are not beged haskala nushis is nistaris nasidis, things that are be'etzem nister, be'etzem asid, and that's what Ruach HaKodesh can do. I want to bring a little bit of a makor slash raya to what he says over here about knowing the context and those fakes and so on. It says by the Urim V'Tumim that it says how he would, you know, he would get, he would put on the Urim V'Tumim, with Mechavim V'Shemes, and the letters would light up. Now, there was a catch, because the letters did not light up in order. So it says, the Lashon says over there that Ruach HaKodesh was Malbish him, or he was Malbish Ruach HaKodesh, Mislavish Ruach HaKodesh, and he was able to understand the right order of the letters. And therefore, he was mechaven to what to do through that. In other words, Ruach HaKodesh was the ability to take stuff that's in front of you, to put it together in a meaningful way, and to bring it out. So it is possible. The reason why you gain, why you may gain information that a normal person can't gain, is not because Ruach HaKodesh is about asidus and esteris, but since you're not using the normal process of attaining information, it's not going through sichlius. So therefore, there is no real barrier to knowing things that you normally couldn't know. And Ruach HaKodesh is an input into seichel, but it's a bypass to the normal input of seichel. V'hinei, he says, Ruach HaKodesh zehinei hu nirgash ha-masigov, sha-mekabla yakob li-sofik shushef ha-nishbaloi. Normally, Ruach HaKodesh is something where the person realizes that his understanding of it came in a way that's not natural. The Ravid writes, for kufiya Ruach HaKodesh beis medrashenu. This is what he's talking about, obviously. Now, the Rambam writes this as well. The Rambam writes this in the Sefer Torah, that when a person gets Ruach HaKodesh, he knows that he's different than anybody else. He recognizes it. It's something that the person is aiming at. Again, I'm not sure why the Rambam, why this is particularly important to say that, because I mean, where is it that where does it say that you have to know that's coming, that's Ruach HaKodesh? Meila Nevuah, we understand that we have to know it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I have to be able to tell people, Koyamar Hashem. But we're in Ruach HaKodesh. So possibly the following. Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah are subsumed under the following klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's communication with people. In other words, I guess let's look, let's use a chazal to flesh out what we're this these two different ways of attaining the knowledge. It says Avraham Avinu Moshe, somebody was walking in a dark night, and he sees a lit up castle, and he says, could it be that this castle doesn't have Baal HaBayis? But Yad hates it to love Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis stuck his head out and said, hi, I'm the Baal HaBayis, and so on. Kach, Avraham Avinu saw the world, and he said, could the world not have Baal HaBayis? But Yad hates to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayir Lo Hashem, and so on. That's the Lashon of Chazal. It means we have two ways of connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seichel, and that's me. I go and I look and I say, aha, I'm like a Sherlock Holmes. I say it must be that's Ribbono Shel Olam. It must be coming from somewhere. Klum yesh bira, you know, b'li b'ayin. That's one. Two, we have the Baal HaBira himself sticks his head out, so to speak, and communicates with us. So Chachma and communications are really almost opposite ends of the spectrum. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Ruach HaKodesh, it's a communication coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachma has in itself the ability to know everything that needs to be known in this world, like B'Shemayim. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give us Ruach HaKodesh, or Nevuah, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with us. It's not a communication unless I know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By definition, the word communicate means that I am feeding you information. If it would not be, if you don't have a sense that it's coming from Hashem, it's my mind. I sit a little mush up, I sit and learn, and I figure out this paragraph over here. So it's my mind figuring it out. Do I need Sashmai? Of course, I need Sashmai. Who gave me the Seichel? Because what gave me the Seichel? But at the end of the day, in this world, I can use Seichel to figure out things. So I use Seichel, I figure it out. It's only when I say, wow, this can't be. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to me. That's when it becomes communication. So that's why he says over here, Ruach HaKodesh is Nirgash Masigov, Shamekabla Yakub Yisofik Shushef Nishbo. The person gets it. Because the reason why he gets it is because Ruach HaKodesh is a form of communication, a lower darga, but it's already some form of communication. It's a hashpah, Ruach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore it must be that I should be oimid on it. Now he says, Omnam, oidikalfam, it does happen sometimes. Sheyushva believe Adam Shefa, Shemedel. It's possible that a person can get an idea in his head, a sense of something, that he understands something. Achlayagishbahamushba. He's not going to feel it. Eliyagilakmishavasashavalavavit. He's going to think of it as being, hey, I just had a bright idea. Vinikra. So Ramchal says this is only colloquially Ruach HaKodesh. It's something that people call Ruach HaKodesh, but that's not really what we mean Ruach HaKodesh. So he's very, very careful to define Ruach HaKodesh in a way that anytime I'm not aware of it, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. Let's understand what that is. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a lot of things in my mind. And therefore, and to say that something that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ruach HaKodesh, that's a definition that we really would be almost meaningless, because everything, I mean, my brain working as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I come up with a brilliant new idea, it's Seata Deshmaya, I can call it Ruach HaKodesh. It's only when I feel it's coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when I can call it Ruach HaKodesh. A few things. When he says over here that it's called Aderech HaChavash of Dik Ruach HaKodesh, so I don't think that he means that it really is Ruach HaKodesh. There's another type of inyan that Chazal say, that it says Kishkoga Yitzir Piyashalit, that sometimes you have a person says something. The Gemara has another expression, Nizrika Nevua Befiv. It was a prophecy came from his mouth, and he said something, and it came true. So those type of phenomena are not included in this, because since it bypasses the person's seichel, we can't call it nevuah nor ruach hakodesh. So here we have another way of explaining, I guess, phenomena that are mystical, or however you want to call it. If, let's say, a person says something and it comes true, unless the person saying it was aware of him saying it. In other words, the ideal Ruach HaKodesh is the person got into his head, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to be. And I recognize this is just came from nowhere, that is Ruach HaKodesh. But if I blurted out something without even thinking, and the thing comes true, like those cases of and it happened. Usually, unfortunately, usually it seems to focus more on things that are not so good. But if I do that, that's a different, it falls on some other framework. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to communicate with the third party, with the person that I'm talking to. I happen to be the vehicle, and that's how I blurted out. But both Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah are levels where my seichel, my das, need to take over, and it has to come through that. My dibur is an expression of what I understand, and the knowledge I have is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in my head. That's a another category of things that are written in category of things that you find in Gemara that people attempted to go like Ruach HaKodesh. It is not Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh requires that the person be conscious of it, aware of it. Another use of the word Ruach HaKodesh, like it says, you know, by Baal Tshuva, the Ruach Kodesh al tikach mimeni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach HaKodesh should not be taken from him. So I guess when we're davening for that, are we assuming we have Ruach HaKodesh? I mean, what exactly is the intent of a statement like that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not take away our Ruach HaKodesh? Are we sort of assuming we do have Ruach HaKodesh? So the Ruach HaKodesh in that sense means the potential for connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah is very clear that sometimes yes, sometimes not. Like the Rambam says, many people ask for Nevuah and they didn't get it. Nevuah is not something that a person can say he has and should not think he has, unless it's proven to be that he has. That's as far as Nevuah goes. Ruach HaKodesh is different. Ruach HaKodesh is potentially there, and like the Rambam does not limit Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, the potential for Chibur HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ruach HaKodesh, is what keeps us connected to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we want. I want to add another point that in the back over here, for those who have the Sefer, Tamud Tzadik Tes, there are Likutim from Arei Bemara. We spoke about it. Some of them are really very, very important. He has a little bit of a piece, a small few sentences about Ruach HaKodesh. I want to just, I'll read it very quickly. And V'neflinu ani v'amcha, who say neged confidence and flaws. It says V'neflinu ani v'amcha, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo that Klal Yisrael be different, clearly set aside for Goyim. And he says that's connected the negative Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Chan Nigleis B'Nevuah Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It's revealed through Nevuah. Ki be'emes u'davar l'mayla mashal oisim min ha'olam. So Nevuah is really something beyond this world. Umas ha'olam have everything this world has to offer. Nevuah is something beyond it. V'gam ha'chochma g'doyla b'sog Ruach HaKodesh. Shekol zo l'mayla b'in ha'olam. So even this Chochmah Gdolah of Ruach HaKodesh also was not given to them. It's clear, you see very clearly the Ramchal is repeating these two things. The Ruach HaKodesh, they're only present by Chalas and present by Soilah. I want to explain the significance of that. Anything that is of this world, part and parcel of this world, the Goyim have as much as we have. There is no discrimination. Anything that is of this world, Goyim have as much access to us. That's why Chachmas Ba'umas Tamin, because Chachmas Ba'umas Tamin, because anything that is from within this world, Goyim have a chelot like we have. The v'neflinu is Klal Yisrael has in itself something that goes beyond this world. And that's what Klal Yisrael is unusual. So, in terms of Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, and even Ruach HaKodesh, those are things that are not shared to Mosaylon. It's a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means the person, so even Ruach HaKodesh, which is a depth of understanding, but it's not the understanding a person can have from the outside in. It's the understanding where you have to touch base with the person. It's like the way you understand somebody who you know really well, and you're kind of very, very, you know, right, you just simply feel what he wants and what he knows, what he understands. This is also that. So the Ruach HaKodesh is something, and Nevuah is something that's not shy to us all in Be'etzem. It's Be'etzem communication with the world we are. We could not never ask to deprive Umas HaOlam of anything in this world, because they have chance as well as much as we have. But something that's shy to be on this world, Niflinu Adiba Metov, Niflinu means we shall be in a way that we are different. That's on that basis, Klal Yisrael can be different than Umasayim. Okay, any questions? Anybody wants to ask something or whatever? Just remember to unmute. Okay, so we're holding over here in Emet Hashem, Perek Chasigula. Good place to be holding.